This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
And welcome to senior night here at the Owl's Nest, Bradford High basketball tonight. We are going to get started with recognizing the seniors. Please listen in to public address announcer Jason Nuzzo.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the 2026 Senior Recognition of the Boys Basketball Team. Tonight, we are recognizing these athletes and their parents for all the hard work, time, and commitment they have shown while a member of their teams. Before we get started, we'd like to recognize the seniors from the St. Mary's Dutchman. Gentlemen, please stand to be recognized. Our first senior is Tyson Bimel. Second is Lou Nadzinski. And our final senior from St. Mary's, Drew Schutz. Congratulations, gentlemen. We wish you the best of luck in all your future endeavors. And now let's meet your senior Owls. Our first senior tonight is Landon Lorman. Landon is the son of Wes and Nikki Lorman. He has also participated in soccer, student council, tennis, class treasurer, and student body treasurer. After graduation, Landon plans to attend the University of Pittsburgh to study civil engineering. Landon has been a four-time letter winner in soccer, two-time Big 30 selection for soccer, and a member of the NHS and NTHS. Landon's favorite team memory was winning the Otto Eldred tournament. Landon would like to recognize tonight Mr. Dorguzzi as his most influential educator. Thank you to Mr. Tony Dorguzzi for all you do for your students. Fans, let's have one more round of applause for number 34, Landon Lorman. Our next senior tonight is Danny Marasco. Danny is the son of Natalie and John Marasco. He has participated in golf and track and field. Danny is a United Way student ambassador, a member of the student council, and a Special Olympics volunteer. After graduation, Danny plans to attend Penn State to major in business analytics. While at Bradford High School, he has been on the Distinguished Honor Roll, a member of the National Honor Society, a District 9 track champion, defensive MVP in basketball, track and field MVP, and received the Coach's Award for golf. His favorite team memory was when Carter hit the game-winning three-pointer in Punxsie. Tonight, Danny would like to recognize Mr. Jason Blatchley as his most influential educator. Thank you to Mr. Blatchley for all you do for your students. And one more round of applause, fans, for number 33, Danny Marasco. Our final senior tonight is Marcus Terwilliger. Marcus is the son of Andrew and Carrie Terwilliger. He's also competed in track and field and cross country. After graduation, Marcus plans to earn his registered nursing degree, then further proceed to earn a bachelor's of science in nursing. Marcus has been a three-time winner for cross country, a two-time letter winner for basketball, and will be a four-time letter winner for track and field. He's also the Randy Stebbins Tournament MVP, a District 9 League basketball all-star, and a two-time District 9 team champion in track and field. Marcus's favorite team memory was creating a friendship with all the guys that will last a lifetime. Tonight, Marcus would like to recognize Mrs. Jack as his most influential educator. Thank you to Mrs. Jack for all you do for all your students. And fans, let's have one more round of applause for number 11, Marcus Terwilliger. Fans, on behalf of the Boys Basketball Booster Club, the coaches, parents, and players, our seniors are recognizing Mona Cornell for all that she does for everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, she just isn't a trainer, but she's a teacher, a mentor, a coach, a counselor, and our biggest cheerleader. The list could go on and on for all that she does for our team and all of the Owls teams. Thank you to Mona for all you do for all of your students. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our senior night recognition. Let's have one more round of applause for all our seniors competing here tonight. We wish them all the best of luck in their future endeavors.
Welcome. Welcome to senior night here at Bradford High School. This is James Patrick. Packed house. The kids, student section, ESPN Sports Center in the house. Exciting atmosphere. The Owls are going to take on the Flying Dutchman of St. Mary's. And, yeah, so that was a little bit of a different kind of start for us. Owls recognizing the three seniors that will be playing tonight. Andrew Terwilliger, Landon Lorman, and Daniel Marasco. So if you tuned in with us last night, the Owls played their best game. They came up on the short end of the score, but boy, they looked good. And I made the statement, if they play like that against most teams, they'll win. Tonight would be one of those scenarios. Two evenly matched teams that come in. One 7 wins, 8 losses. The other 8 wins, 8 losses. Old-time rivals. Both squads have 3 seniors. They know each other well. But the type of performance of equal to last night would put us over the hump, certainly. All-around performance hustle from the opening bell last night. So we'll see how it goes this evening. We're going to take a short break, and I'll be right back with you. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford. W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back. If you're just joining us, James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. Bradford High Boys Basketball versus the St. Mary's Flying Dutch. Just ended our pregame festivities with recognizing the three seniors tonight for the Bradford Owls. Marcus Terwilliger, Daniel Marasco, and Landon Lorman. Nice little ceremony pregame if you were with us. I know it was unexpected and it was early, but it was a nice little thing as we recognized those guys. They even recognized the St. Mary's folks. Large crowd on hand because of the senior night. A lot of people come out. See former coaches here. I see a lot of parents, friends' parents. All kinds of stuff. A lot of people. Full house here tonight at the Owl's Nest. Thank you for being with us on WSB Sports. Trying to follow up last night's game where the Owls came up on the short end of the score but really, really played well. All-around team performance, good hustle against really a better DuBois team. So that kind of performance will win most games. So we're excited about that headed into this little late season ending rush here. Like I said, the Owls come in at 8-8. St. Mary's comes in at 6-8. The first meeting down in St. Mary's, St. Mary, we had the game here on WSB Sports. St. Mary's came out on top in an exciting game, 42-39. So it was, like I said, very evenly matched teams. See what the Owls can do tonight, because I believe they've improved quite a bit the last even few weeks. In one of your more exciting JV games you'll ever see, St. Mary's hits a buzzer beater to win it 25-24 earlier. The crowd was electric. Most people were already here. And there was a loose ball that St. Mary's came up with and heaved it. Just beyond the three-point line. Well, no, it was in the two-point range because they only won by a point. So just inside the three-point line, it went through, and St. Mary's did win 25-24. But the pep band is in the house tonight. Let's see what else we got. Don't want to do starting lineups yet, but we do have a change to the starting lineup. Landon Lorman will start tonight, as it is senior night, in place of the normal starter, Carter Rulo. Landon often gets in, but he isn't an always starter, so he always brings a spark when he comes in. A big basket last night, I do recall. So once again, thank you for being with us. I always tell you to be here at 7:20, so I hope you were. We're going to get started here in about, looks like 7 minutes. I'm going to take a short break, and I'll be back with more pregame. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Ref. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back, James Patrick, at the very excited Owl's Nest here at Bradford High. Tonight the Owls take on the St. Mary's Flying Dutch. Players are getting in their final warm-ups. I would like to say this. Last 2 years, this has been a playoff matchup, and it's very possible that this would be as well again, because the two schools are the same size and do fall into the same playoff structure at the end of the year, depending on if they both make it. But last year, St. Mary's came out on top. The previous year, the Owls came out on top and went on to play for the championship in Clarion. So tonight's a really good measuring stick for that as well. It'd be nice to split the season series, because St. Mary's did get us by 3 points down there at the Dutch Oven. So I hope you are, if you're home, crank up the fireplace. If you're in your car, don't get out. Stay with us. It's cold out, so get somewhere warm. If you're near the high school, come on, there's a few more seats here at the high school auditorium, Owl's Nest. Referees meeting with the captains. Owls are going to be in their home whites, trimmed in red and black. St. Mary's in their away reds trimmed in blue. Trying to see. Okay. Captains for tonight's game, Daniel Marasco, Marcus Twilliger. Referees having their team meeting with the captains and the refs. I'd like to remind you that all Owls broadcasts are available on demand at WESB.com. It's kind of neat to go back and listen to some of them. If you've got friends, family, relatives, just want to listen to me and laugh a little bit, it's available at WESB.com on demand. Okay, we've completed that meeting. Players done warming up. They're going to get some last-minute instructions. Then we are going to have our national anthem and sportsmanship speech. Like I said, the ESPN Sports Center is in the house tonight. You probably wondered what that meant. So the students have set up a stage in the front row with the big ESPN sign. They've actually got the seniors' pictures on a stick when they were children, like those big pictures. That's pretty funny. So those kids are all over there doing the ESPN thing. We're going to take a short break for the national anthem. We will be back with your starting lineups and the tip-off for this game tonight. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
Okay, welcome back. I think it's always better to have the band here doing that or someone singing versus the just the tape national anthem. That looks like more than a pep band up there tonight. There's a tuba and everything, so that might be the whole band. Tonight's starting lineups for St. Mary's. Drew Schutz, Louis Nedzinski, Troy Herzing, Nico Essoloni, Darren Shaw. Will be starting for the St. Mary's Flying Dutch.
Forward, sophomore number 21.
For your Owls, starting lineup tonight. Number 5, Tyler Simmons. Number 11, Marcus Terwilliger. Number 13, Taryn Reese. Number 33, Danny Marasco. And number 34, Landon Lorman.
Number 0, Darren Shaw.
On the bench tonight for your Owls, Carter Rulo, Cole Blatchley, Trey Curcio, Braylon Austin, Evan Troisi, Jamin Bell, Ryan Nelson.
And now, the starting lineup for your Bradford Owls.
there's Jason Nuzzo, who was so kind to help us out with the senior announcements earlier tonight. The public address announced here at the Owls games.
Eckhart, junior number 13, Karen Ruiz.
So we can only hope. I would say that they will. Each game has been a better game for these Owls. So they continue to grow each game, and we'll peak here at the end of the season. Okay. A few more things to tend to here before we start. The real last minute instructions from the coaches. Kids are fired up. The crowd is fired up. The band is fired up. So let's hope we give a nice performance here against the St. Mary's Flying Dutch, longtime D9 rival. Back-to-back nights here at the Owl's Nest for WESB Sports. Thank you for joining us. St. Mary's takes the court. Looks like Lewis Nadzinski is going to jump for St. Mary's against Danny Marasco for your Bradford Owls. And the referees are ready. We're about to get underway. And it's up. Tip won by the Owls. Here comes Taryn Reese over to Marcus Twilliger to Danny Marasco at the foul line out to Simmons. Simmons drives in, gets it back to Marasco. Marasco drives the baseline, gets it to Lorman. Lorman gets tied up, and it's a jump ball. That'll go to the St. Mary's Dutch. Good ball movement there, but then like a double or triple team on Lorman when he got it down low. So St. Mary's with the ball. Simmons playing on the tight defense. Owls are going man-to-man defense in St. Mary's tonight. There's a cut. Quick hand by Marasco. Tips the ball, and Reese comes away with it. Quick hand there by Daniel Marasco to create that turnover. Tyler Simmons drives down the lane. He's going to get a foul and shoot two. That foul's on Nadzinski, his first, and the team's first. Tyler Simmons with a chance to break the ice in this game here from the foul line. First one's up and good. Tyler saw a little bit of a lane there and drove it. Had an opening, closed quick, but it was a foul. Second free throw up, and good. The Owls take the early 2-0 lead. Now the Owls put pressure on the ball, full court pressure. And St. Mary's gets it across the timeline. There's a drive. Pass down low. Good defense by the Owls. Yeah, Marcus Terwilliger batted it right back in the kid's hands. Good hands, good defense by the Owls tonight so far. There's a double team into the corner. Marasco with the D. Young man thought about, that's Darren Shaw thought about a three-pointer, but chose not to. They do get it down low to Darren Shaw. He has to kick it back out. They start to play over. Passing around the outside. Scrambling Owls defense, and there's an open man. They left Lewis Nadzinski open. And he was under the basket by himself, so it's 2-2 ball game. Marcus Twilliger with the ball. Over to Reese. Reese gets it to Simmons. Simmons at the top of the key. Gets it. Reese is going to hit it. Oh, try a three off the mark. Daniel Marasco, strong rebound, put back and in. Nice, strong board and strong putback by Danny Marasco. The Owls take a 4-2 lead. Carter Rulo going to check into the game here for the Owls. We've played 2.5 minutes of this first quarter. The Owls lead 4-2. There's a jumper from the foul line off the mark. Danny Marasco brings it down. Out to Marcus Twilliger. Quick down court to Reese Butt. He wasn't able to come up with it. St. Mary's good hustle back to get the loose ball. St. Mary's possession. They trail by 2. 5 minutes to go in the first. A long dribble penetration by Nedzinski, and he lays it in. We have a tie game at 4. Pressure on the ball by St. Mary's. Marcus Twilliger breaks it across the timeline. 3 guys on him. That, you can do the math on that, but now Simmons has it. Little floater. Simmons off the rim twice, and it comes out. Tie ball game, 4:24 to go in the first. Both teams looks like the plan is to pressure on made baskets. Oh, there's a quick hand by Lorman. Lorman's going to go, he stole it, and he was ahead of the field, but they caught up with him. Landon's going to come out now for Carter Rulo. Nice steal there by Landon Lorman. Now was hit out of bounds by St. Mary's as he caught up to Landon on the breakaway. So the Owls are going to inbound under the St. Mary's basket. Tie ball game, 4:08 to go. Long, too long of an inbound for Marasco, and St. Mary's is going to go all the way with it. That's Lewis Nedzinski. He's got all 6 points for St. Mary's, and they lead 6-4. Marcus Twilliger gets it across the timeline. There's Rulo. Back to Marcus. Marcus, good pick provided by Simmons. Marcus hits a floater, and Marcus Twilliger's on the board, and we have a 6-6 ball game. 3:37 to go in the first period. Get it down low. Tyson Beimel kicks it back out. Oh, quick hand by the Owls, almost a turnover, and there's a 3-ball. 3-ball hits twice off the rim. Twilliger gets it. Long outlet to Simmons. Simmons lays it in. Tyler Simmons ahead of the field. Nice pass to him by Twilliger. The Owls lead 8-6. Simmons picks up the defense at half court. There's a kick out. Drive down the lane, spin move, put up, and off the mark. Twilliger with a rebound. Owls fast down court again. Marcus gets it to Rulo. Carter Rulo on the board for tonight's game. Marcus got the whole defense to converge on him, able to get the pass to a wide open Rulo. Owls lead 10-6. 2:22 to go in the first. Good flow to the game so far. Not a lot of fouls. Both teams hustling. Good game. Owls lead 10-6. Nedzinski has all 6 points for the St. Mary's. He gets it down low. They kick it out. There's a drive. There's a block by Rulo out of bounds. Into the game comes Nico Esloni. And here comes Troisi. Evan Troisi into the game for Reese. You've got... Nedzinski's got the ball, so I better wait. Okay, you've got Simmons, Marasco, Twilliger, Troisi, and Rulo out there. Three Owls. Every time Nadzicki gets it, I think he's going to create something because those first three baskets were all a little something. There's a floater from the foul line. Off the mark, rebounded by St. Mary's. The coach calls out a new play. That was a floater by Tyson Beimel off the mark. St. Mary's sets it back up, and Beimel not on the same page. They throw it away. Owls are going to have possession and a four-point lead. 1:06 to go in the first quarter. And Marcus Twilliger has his pocket picked. St. Mary's now in possession. Good ball movement by St. Mary's. An equally good defense by your Owls. St. Mary sets up a new play. They feed it down low. They got Twilliger in the air, and it's a lay-in by Drew Schutz. 10-8, the Owls lead. Pressure. Marcus Twilliger gets it across to Danny Marasco. There's Simmons. Simmons drives down the lane, and there's going to be a foul. It's going to be a charge, I believe, on Simmons. It is. Tyler Simmons' first foul, team's first foul. So St. Mary's looks like it's 23 seconds to go in the first quarter. Looks like they'll probably, if they get it in bounds and across the timeline, they'll hold for a final shot. They trail by two. Your Owls lead 10-8. Six. Three. And that's going to come up way short. And the time runs out. That's the end of the first quarter with your Owls leading 10-8 over the St. Mary's Dutch. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
W298 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
Your season ticket.
WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. Bradford Owls boys basketball versus the St. Mary's Flying Dutch. About to start the second quarter. Your Owls have a 10-8 lead. Looks like a good flow to tonight's game. The Owls scored 20 last night in the first quarter. That's certainly not common. I know Marcus Twilliger came out and hit two threes to start the game last night. But even scoring across the board, Rulo, Marasco, Twilliger, and Simmons all on the board for the Owls. Owls possession to start the second quarter. Twilliger, Troisi, Rulo, Reese, and Marasco out there for your Owls. Owls had a little bit of a problem getting it in, but they got it in, and now they have control. Reese setting up the play. There's Troisi in the corner. Troisi, behind the back, slips. Gets it back. Gets it out to Reese. Reese to Williger. Drives the baseline. Floater. Short. Rebounded by St. Mary's. St. Mary's with a chance to tie or take the lead. Opening minute here of the second quarter. Fast moving first quarter, only two fouls, one on each team. No timeouts, it just kind of ran away. So there is a loose ball that goes back to St. Mary's. Nico Assoloni, he's out at the top of the key. That's not a spot for him. There's a little floater. Too hard. Rebounded. Marasco comes away with a loose ball. Gets it to Reese. Reese to Troisi. Troisi across to Twilliger. Twilliger drives, kicks it back out. There's Reese for three. It goes all the way in. It goes in and then spins around the rim, and it really looked like more than half the ball was down there, and it came out. So no good, and St. Mary's comes away once again, trailing by two with possession. Good defense here by the Owls, still playing man-to-man. Rulo was on the ball, now Troisi. Danny Marasco, and there's a foul on Rulo. That's going to be his first, the team's first. Over the back there, a little aggressive, trying to get a quick hand in there. There's an inbound right to Asseloni, who lays it in. They got it right under the basket to him. He fought for some room, and we have a tie game at 10. Marcus Twilliger now with the ball. Gets it to Troisi. Troisi underneath to Rulo, who gets fouled. Carter Rulo is going to shoot two again. Good movement there by the Owls. Good ball movement. That foul's on Nadzinski. That's his second. Team's first. Carter Rulo with a chance for the Owls to take a lead here from the free throw line. First one's up. And no good. One more here for Carter Rulo. It's up, and it's no good. St. Mary's with a rebound. St. Mary's possession, 5:42 to go in the first half. 10-10 ball game. It's really turned into a defensive struggle. Oh, nice move there, and a block by Danny Marasco. Kid spun around and beat Marcus Twilliger, and then Danny Marasco bails him out with a real nice block coming from the backside. Down low to Rulo. That's in the basket. Carter with a spin move and a put in. Nice move there by Carter Rulo. Owls take a 12-10 lead. Rulo, Marasco, Twilliger, Troisi, and Reese. Here comes Simmons, going to check in, next whistle. St. Mary's just working it around the outside. Nothing down low for him right now. Owls playing really good defense. Down to 4:41 to go in the first half. There's Nadzinski with a spin move, and they stuff him, and he gets the rebound, and he throws it out of bounds. So that was either Rulo and Reese or both stuffed Nadzinski. He got the rebound after the stuff, but then tried to throw it to a teammate. So Owls are going to have possession and a two-point lead. Marcus Twilliger quick down the court. Picks up his dribble, gets it to Danny Marasco in the corner. Back to Marcus. There's a pass stolen by St. Mary's. And ahead of the field is number 21, Troy Herzing, who is fouled by Marcus Twilliger. So Troy Herzing is going to the line for two with a chance to tie the game with 4:15 to go in the first half. First one's no good. Here comes Troisi into the game for Marcus Twilliger. Marasco, Troisi, Rulo, Reese, Simmons. Second one is good for Herzing. He's on the board now for St. Mary's. The Owls lead by one. Simmons with the ball now across the timeline. Tyler Simmons. Over to Marasco in the corner. Now it's out. That's going to be Troisi with a jumper from the foul line. That's good. Owls lead by three. St. Mary's gets the ball. Two. That's a really strong move by Asseloni for St. Mary's. He got the ball down low, and he's a thick body. Owls get the ball down. There's Reese. Reese drives the baseline. All the way, got too far into the basket. Simmons hustles and steals the rebound away from St. Mary's. Tyler Simmons now drives the baseline. Simmons goes all the way around and puts it up and just a little too hard. There was a stint last night where Tyler Simmons took over the game with like 6 points in a row. He was doing everything. It felt just like that there for a second. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Owls lead by one. Good defense by the Owls. There's some penetration. Now he kicks it back out. There's Esaloni. He gets it back out. Almost too many. He took too many steps. I was going to say almost too many steps. And the whistle blew. Marcus Twiller comes back into the game. And Landon Lorman for Marasco and Troisi. So you'll have Simmons, Reese, Twilliger, Lorman, and Rulo out there for your Owls. They get it in. Simmons gets it into Reese. Reese, quick across court. Marcus Twilliger over to Simmons. Back to Marcus, top of the key. Marcus drives all, gonna down low, dishes it. It ends up out with Reese. Reese gets it to Simmons. Simmons thought about a three, but didn't do it. Get it to Rulo down low. There's Lorman. Lorman makes it. Landon Lorman on senior night on the scoreboard. Nice move there. Good pass by Rulo. Good finish by Lorman. The Owls lead by three. 2 minutes to go in the first half. There's a steal by Twilliger. There's three Owls ahead of the field. He slammed it. Marcus Twilliger. And there's another steal by Reese. Owls got the ball again. Marcus was so far ahead of the field, I think he talked about it with his teammates, and they said go for it. So he just electrified this place with a jam. There's a push foul on St. Mary's against Reese. Foul against Schutz, his first, the team second. Cole Blatchley comes into the game for Reese. So Marcus Twilliger with a breakaway jam. And the place is on fire. Big old smile on his face. There's a timeout taken by I'm not sure who. Doesn't really matter. We're going to stick here with you. So the Owls lead 18-13. Good game so far for your Owls. Marcus obviously just lit the place up with a dunk. It was kind of impressive. I hadn't seen it, so I didn't know that it could take place, to be honest. But there was three Owls ahead of the field on that steal. So there was no resistance, and he lined it up and nailed it. Good stuff to watch. Owls are going to take the floor coming out of this timeout with Blatchley, Rulo, Simmons, Lorman, and Twilliger. Owls, 5-point lead and possession, 1:27 to go. Blatchley back to Simmons. Simmons going to drive all the way. Oh, too hard. Rulo with the rebound. Thank you, ref. Carter Rulo going back to the line for two. That foul's on Schatz, his second, the team's third. So Rulo made his first two free throws, missed his next two. Let's get back on that make streak here, Carter. First one's up. Oh, off the mark. It looked good. One more free throw here for Carter Rulo. Off the mark. Rebounded by St. Mary's. Owls with a 5-point lead. 1:10 to go in the first half. There's a drive. Good defense. Blatchley's on the ball now. There's a spin move. Blatchley fell down. He's back up. That's how good that spin move was, but it didn't create a shot. Number two going to take a three ball, and he's going to nail it. That's Drew Schutz, senior for St. Mary's. hits a three, and the Owls lead by two with 30 seconds to go. They're going to, Marcus looks like he's going to hold it right now. We hit 20 seconds to go. Into the corner for Blatchley. Blatchley back out to Twilliger. Twilliger thinks about a three, gets to Simmons. 11 seconds. Back to Twilliger. Marcus. Down to Rulo. Rulo from the foul line. Little too hard. Blatchley gets the board and puts it up, and it does not go. Your halftime score is going to be the Bradford Owls 18, St. Mary's Flying Dutch 16. So we're going to take a break here from the Owl's Nest. Thank you for being with us once again. We'll take a break. I'll get some stats together. We'll be back with a halftime show. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
Your season ticket.
WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest at Bradford High School. Senior night. Thank you for being with us. We recognize the Owls seniors tonight playing in their last home game. Marcus Twilliger, Daniel Marasco, and Landon Lorman. Thank them for all they do and wish them the best in their future. Good crowd on hand. I just got to listen to African Symphony from the band. Always love when they play that. Tonight's game, very unlike last night's game. Last night's game was a scoring festival. Both ends, fast, lots of baskets. Tonight is both teams working very hard to even get a shot. And the score at halftime is 18-16, your Owls lead. So hard fought first half. At the same time, very few fouls. The Owls only have three team fouls total, and St. Mary's with four. Very few fouls, very few whistles. Two very quick quarters. When you look at the scoring, the Owls have one, two, three guys with 4 points and three guys with 2 points. So just even performance for everyone. Good hustle on defense. See if we can make the right adjustments at halftime and come away with a victory here. St. Mary's led by Nizitsky with 6 points, all down low. He's a major force down there in the post. Drew Schutz with five. And your Owls, the three guys with 4 points are Simmons, Twilliger, and Rulo. So we need to get, no, we did. Marasco scored, Lorman scored, and Marcus has scored here on senior night. So that's good. Now we got to get him a W to send him off. Once again, thank you for being with us tonight. Stay warm. It will warm up. I talked to a friend in Florida today. Even though they say it's cold, we know what cold is. Reminder of our next broadcast will be Tuesday night, Lady Owls basketball on Tuesday, right here from the Owl's Nest. We will take a short break. We'll be back with the start of the second half. Thank you for being with us. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back. Just about to start the third quarter here. Bradford Isles basketball against the St. Mary's Flying Dutch, longtime District 9 rivals. James Patrick here for WESB Sports. Thank you for joining us. As we wind down this season, the Isles are playing a lot better than they did at the beginning of the season. They've really come together well as a team. Looks like it's going to be Reese, Rulo, Simmons, Marasco, Terwilliger taking the court for your Owls here in the third quarter. Owls lead by two. St. Mary's is going to start with possession. See if we made the right halftime adjustments. Owls stay in a man-to-man defense. Down low to Nadzinski, wide open, and he puts it in for his eighth point of the game. Now pressure on the ball. They back off. Here comes Reese with the ball. Tie ball game. Owls possession. Terwilliger fakes a three. Terwilliger back to Reese. Reese sets up a play. Reese drives down to the baseline. He's going to take that floater. Puts it in. Taren Reese, first basket of the ball game. The Owls lead by two. St. Mary's quick down to the basket. Defender fell down. Drew shots, just did a little jumper from 6 feet. I think that was Simmons, got his feet tangled up. So shots was standing there by himself. Now we're tied at 20. Marasco with the ball now on a wing over to Simmons. Simmons to Reese. Reese between the legs, gets it over to Terwilliger, down low to Marasco. Danny gets doubled, gets it to Marcus for a three. Good, Marcus Terwilliger, his first three of this game. The Owls lead by three. 6:33 to go in the third quarter. Good defense here. There's Simmons on the ball. There's a spin move. They kick it back out. Here comes. There's shots again. Comes across the middle. And a timeout taken by Coach Terwilliger. Referee doesn't indicate what he's got going on until now. 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here with you. Owls lead by one. Pretty good start here to the second half for both teams. Really has the look that it's going to come down to the buzzer. We've had a lot of those games lately. Good thing is the Owls will have had some experience at that. So, Marasco Rulo, Reese Twilliger Simmons. Out there for your Owls. Simmons is going to inbound, full court pressure by the Dutch. And he can't find anybody right away. He gets it to Marcus. Marcus has the ball now. Gets it back to Simmons. Simmons across the timeline. I got to argue that call, ladies and gentlemen. So they got him for an over and a back. And you know where I'm sitting? Right at center court. I looked right at it. So the Owls are called for an over and back. Now, Marcus was certainly on his own side, and the entire ball was as well, for my basketball referee friends out there. So St. Mary's with the ball, down by one. Spin move, up, off the mark, tipped out. Nadzinski with the rebound. There's another move down low, kick out to the foul line. Another penetration. There's a 10-foot jumper by Nadzinski is good. St. Mary's takes a one-point lead. Marcus Twilliger, Marasco. Back to Marcus. Marcus drives down the lane. Nothing there. Kicks it to Rulo. Rulo to Reese. Reese gets it to Twilliger. Twilliger gets his man in the air, but then has put to get to Marasco. Marasco finds Reese. Ooh, it looked good, but it was short. Danny Marasco, good hustle for the rebound. Gets it to Simmons. Ooh, who's fouled and almost made the shot. That's a foul on Essoloni. His first, the team's first. Tyler Simmons with a chance to tie and take the lead from the free throw line. First one's up and good. We have a tie ball game. Into the game comes Bodie Rogolski for St. Mary's. Simmons with one more free throw to give the Owls a lead with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And it's good. The Owls lead by one. Pressure on the ball now. St. Mary's gets broken, breaks it quick. Oh, Marcus almost had his, it couldn't have been more than a half inch of his finger on that try to a steal. Oh, out of bounds off Bradford. Simmons tipped it out of bounds. 4:46 to go in the third. And St. Mary's inbounds it all the way to the backcourt. Across the timeline. Down low to Nadzinski by himself, lays it in. I don't know how he's getting there by himself a few times. St. Mary's takes the one-point lead. Been alternating the lead here the last several possessions. 26-25, St. Mary's leads. There's Simmons in the corner. Back to Twilliger. Twilliger out to Reese. Reese back to Twilliger. Marcus gets it. Oh, tries to get it to Marasco. Quick hands break it up, and St. Mary's comes away with it. There's Nadzinski, lays it in. Owls trail by three. 3:50 to go in the third. Evan Troisi going to check in on the next whistle. Marcus gets it to Simmons. Simmons in the corner. Rulo at the foul line. Oh, down low to Marasco, and it's out of bounds. Troisi comes in for Reese. Owls need to get some defense going here. It's only three right now, but they're St. Mary's got a little bit of momentum after we traded the lead several times. 28-25, 3.5 to go in the third. There's Nadzinski way out at the three-point line. Not his game, certainly. Penetration, kick out. There's a guy driving the baseline. Marcus Twilliger with a block. Troisi with the loose ball. Marcus has it coming across court now. Danny Marasco out of three-point line. Down to Rulo, halfway down the lane. Twilliger's going to take it for three, and it looked good, but it bounced off the front of the rim. St. Mary's comes away with it. Down to 2:50 to go in the third. There's a drive by St. Mary's. Up, off the mark. Fight for the rebound. St. Mary's comes away with it. Long pass out to the three-point line. Another drive. Kicks it out. Baseline drive, kick to Nadzinski, who lays it in. Focus on the driver, and Nadzinski's just standing there a few of these times. So, 5-point lead now for St. Mary's. Marcus Twilliger with the ball. 2:17 to go in the third.
Get back, Nico.
Troisi with a three, off the back iron. And it goes. That's a foul on Rulo. A foul on Rulo is his second, the team's first. So the Owls down by five in St. Mary's possession. Nadzinski down low again, misses it, gets his own rebound but loses it. Rulo comes away with it. Rulo gets knocked down. No call to Williger with the ball. Troisi now gets it back to Rulo coming down court. Marcus Williger in the corner. Danny Marasco at the top of the line. Ooh, what was that? Oh, away from the ball, they got Carter Rulo. Away from the ball, they got Carter Rulo with his third foul. That's the team's second. More importantly, Danny Marasco penetrated, got the ball to, who did he get it to? I don't even know, but it was beautiful, and it was going to be an Owls basket. But a whistle came up away from the ball, so the Owls could have used those two right there. A minute and a half to go. Owls trail by five. St. Mary's ball. Little bobble there by St. Mary's. They maintain control. They're running these Owls defenders all over. And there's a nice move. Too hard of a shot, though. They outlet. Rulo got the rebound, got it out to Troisi. Carter, good hustle there. There's Danny Marasco back to Twilliger. Twilliger to Danny. Danny, long pass to the corner to Troisi. Simmons now on a wing. Danny Marasco now down to Troisi on the baseline. They say he stepped on the baseline. Owls are just shooting themselves in the foot here. Last three or four possessions. Still only trail by five. 49 seconds to go in the third quarter. Pressure on the ball now. Oh. Lorman with a defense almost stole it. 43 seconds to go. He's carrying the ball, but they're going to let him do it. That time they cut off Shuntz. There's some penetration. Now they may be holding it for the last shot. 5-point lead down to 19 seconds. Good defense here by the Owls, but equally good ball movement by St. Mary's. Passed up a few shots. There's a quick hand, loose ball, but St. Mary's comes up with it. What a pass. And it's a foul, I think, on Lorman. The foul's on Danny Marasco, his first. The team's third. That was in, I'm not sure if it was blind, but it was an over-the-head pass to Essoloni, who misses the first free throw. But it was a real nice pass to him by himself down low. Missed the shot. Was fouled. 2.8 seconds to go. St. Mary's with a five-point lead. Second free throw is up and good. Owls got 2.8 seconds. St. Mary's putting pressure on the ball. Be difficult here to get a shot off. There goes Marcus. He's fouled. They got fouls to give. That foul's on Herzing, his first. Team second. 1.3 to go. Look for the same thing. Inbounds to Terwilliger. A foul. That's on 21. That's Herzing again. That's his second. Team's third. And one or point. Now there's 0.3 seconds to go. Now I believe the rule is it has to be a tip-in. So you can't even catch and shoot now. So that's probably going to be our halftime score. That's it. I don't know if they had counted it or not, but Danny Marasco was under the basket. And he got his shot off. Did not make it. 31-25, Dubois is going to, or St. Mary's takes the lead into the quarter, third, or into the fourth quarter. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with you. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back. James Patrick here. Just about to start the fourth quarter. In that third quarter, the problem for the Owls was at least four possessions. They turned it over, uncharacteristically turnovers, and simply just didn't get shots off. So Dubois pulls out to a 31-25, six-point lead to start the fourth. The Owls are going to take the court with Simmons, Terwilliger, Reese, Rulo, Marasco. Owls with possession. They need to get this thing closer. So let's get it rolling, boys. Terwilliger in the backcourt, across the timeline. There's Reese on the wing. Gets it back to Marcus. Back to Reese. Looking for somebody down low. Oh, Rulo was there by himself for a minute. Terwilliger takes a three ball, and he makes it. Marcus Terwilliger cuts the lead in half. Three-point lead, St. Mary's. Owls pressure the ball. St. Mary's gets it across. Just as advertised, these evenly matched teams. It was a three-point game down in St. Mary's, and it's a three-point game right now here at the Owls Nest. Simmons on the defense. Now Marcus. Troisi picks him up. Troisi fouls him. Sorry, that's a... Not Troisi, that's Terran Reese. That's Terran's first foul of the game. Team's first. St. Mary's going to inbound in front of their own bench. They inbound to the backcourt. Simmons guards the ball. Oh, Simmons got a hand on it, and they say he got too much. Tyler Simmons, that's his second foul and the team's second foul. That's two quick ones here on the Owls. We don't want to get that going, getting St. Mary's in the penalty this early. So that's two fouls in less than a minute. Nadzinski, pass underneath. Fought for a shot. That is going to be Tyson Bimel with his first basket. St. Mary's back to a five-point lead. Rulo gets to Simmons. Marcus Terwilliger fakes a three, drives in a bit. Now he's back there. Another three that's short. St. Mary's rebound. 6.5 to go in the game. St. Mary's by five and possession. Crowd getting loud for the defense. Defense! Good defense by the Owls. As I said earlier, equally good. Oh, there's a hand, quick hand by Reese. Didn't come up with it, though. There's a shot by Schutz, and it's in. St. Mary's leads by 7. Really good motion offense by St. Mary's. And Marcus Terwilliger drives and draws the foul on maybe Nadzinski. That's his third. Marcus Terwilliger going to shoot 2 here with 5:38 to go in the game. And it's off the mark. Troisi's going to come into the game for Reese. Marcus, second free throw, short. Both of those didn't have enough, unlike Marcus. So the Owls trail by 7. St. Mary's with the ball. Nadzinski hands it off. It's the same offense each time. They dribble. They basically follow the three-point arc and hand it to another guy that goes the other direction. They've really got the Owls scrambling. The Owls are hanging with them, but ultimately it has created an open man. There's a drive down low. Tyson Bimel gets the shot off. Danny Marasco with a rebound. Marcus Terwilliger is fighting for the pass. The foul is on Tyson Bimel. His first, the team's second. So Owls possession. They're going to inbound in front of the ESPN Sports Center desk that the students have set up here tonight, as we talked about in the pregame. Simmons inbounds. Daniel Marasco, and the ball's tipped away by Nadzinski, and then Marasco fouls Nadzinski. Now that's Daniel's second foul and the third team foul for the Owls. They get the ball into Asseloni, and there's a layup down low. That's Troy Herzing. Herzing was by himself, and a 9-point lead now for St. Mary's. There's a long 2 for Marcus off the mark. Rulo fights for the rebound. He's fouled. Carter Rulo, good hustle. That foul's on Nadzinski, his 4th. He's going to come out of the game now. In's going to come Bodie Rogulski. Simmons tries to inbound it. Gets it out far to Marcus Terwilliger.
Hey, get on top, Troy, get on top. Stay in there, Nico, stay in there.
And swatted away. There's a pass from Rulo. Tries to get it to Marasco. Swatted away by St. Mary's out of bounds. Owls trail by 9, 4:19 to go in the game. Marcus Terwilliger 3, off the mark. Rulo fights for the rebound, gets it. Spin move, too strong. Marcus with the rebound and a putback. So Marcus and Carter Rulo just ruling the skies there for the Owls. Make that basket happen. There's a steal by the Owls. Quick hand by Marasco. And stolen back away by St. Mary's. Timeout taken by the St. Mary's coach as there was a scrum on the floor. 30-second timeout. We're going to stay here. So the Owls just got themselves a turnover, but in the process turned it back over to St. Mary's. That last basket, the work done by Carter Rulo and Marcus Terwilliger. Yeoman's work there. Worked hard to keep it alive and then ultimately get it in. St. Mary's 7-point lead as we wind down this game. Owls got to kick in that defense a little better. Another steal would be nice. 3:52 to go in the game. Troisi, Marasco, Simmons, Rulo and Marcus Terwilliger for your Owls. Okay. There's a pass into the corner. Simmons on the defense, and then Marcus joins in. There's an errant pass. He's saved by St. Mary's, and they're back at their ways here. Oh, there's a quick hand. Finally, Marcus Terwilliger, and then another quick hand by St. Mary's. Then Simmons comes away with a loose ball. Simmons jump ball. Don't even know how to explain it. They're going to call jump ball. I don't know whose possession it is on the jump ball. It looks like it's going to be St. Mary's. So Simmons was fighting for a ball, went up for a shot. I'm going to say it must have gotten tied up. They called a jump ball on it. So 3:14, Owls still trail by seven. There's a big hand by Rulo and a steal. Gets it out of bounds off of St. Mary's. So Rulo steals, tries to throw it to Simmons, tipped out by St. Mary's. Carter Rulo's hurt. He's limping. He's toughing it out. It looks like he may even be back to normal. So Marcus Terwilliger over to Marasco, 2:48 to go. Simmons with a three ball. Good. Tyler Simmons with a three, and we're back to a four-point game. Come on, Owls, play some defense now. No look pass there to Nadzinski. They do that in the NFL now. These kids learn that stuff. There's a pass down low to Essoloni. Nadzinski almost, he thought about a three. St. Mary's burning up some time here. They know what they're doing. Just passing it around, long passes all over the court. There's Essoloni down low. Gets it up, too strong. Scrum. Going to the Owls, out of bounds off St. Mary's. 2:04 to go, Owls trail by four. Rulo, he walked off that ankle, if that's what it was. Rulo, Marasco, Terwilliger, Simmons, Troisi. Tyler Simmons across the timeline, gets it to Marcus Terwilliger. Marcus, Troisi in the corner. Troisi back to Marcus. Marcus, that's Danny Marasco, drives the baseline, kicks it out to Troisi for a three. That's going to be short, rebounded by St. Mary's. Williger with a tough defense. 1:27 to go. Four-point game. Owls do need a stop. St. Mary's with the ball. They get to the foul line to get to the baseline. Back out to half court. It's moving quick, and they're burning the clock. We're down to 1 minute and 5 seconds to go. There's a tip out of bounds by Daniel Marasco. 1:01 to go. Coach Terwilliger just told him to go for the ball. In other words, I think foul. They inbound it to the backcourt. Simmons went for the ball. Foul on Tyler Simmons. That's his third. Team's fourth. Next foul, St. Mary's will be in the one or the two shots. 4-point lead for St. Mary's with possession. They get a man open. And that was Drew Schutz, who got under the basket on the inbound. And it's now a 6-point game. Marcus Terwilliger, Rulo, Marcus. Danny Marasco, timeout, Coach Terwilliger. We're going to take it with them. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back for the finale here. 44 seconds, I believe. We're still in the middle of a timeout, but the Owls trail 39-33. Hard-fought battle, but the Owls haven't had much here in the second half. St. Mary's halftime adjustments. Owls have made, they picked up the defensive intensity. Owls have had a lot of turnovers. And St. Mary's has had some good ball movement on offense after wearing down the Owls' defense and then some easy lay-ins. So St. Mary's by 6, 41.3 to go. Owls possession. Simmons to Williger, Rulo, Troisi. There's a steal by St. Mary's. They picked Marcus Twilliger's pocket. And there's a long down court pass. Then they pull it out. There's a foul on Rulo. That's Rulo's fourth foul, 27 seconds, 6 points. Bodie Rogalski, who has not scored in the game, will be at the line for two. First one's up. No good. Second one's up. Good. Rogalski's on the scoreboard. And it's an 7-point game. Owls quick down the court. 22 seconds. Simmons, three ball off the mark. Rebounded by St. Mary's. St. Mary's now. That's a foul on now Marcus Terwilliger. Going to be his second. And I think that's going to be Drew Schutz. It does not have a free throw yet tonight, but has a lot of points. Four, two. No good. And a 7-point game. That's three possessions, so it's going to be an extremely difficult task to do in 15 seconds. But one more free throw here. That's good. By Schutz. Owls inbound. St. Mary's pressures the basketball. They get it into Simmons. Simmons across the timeline. Simmons throws up a three. It's good. Tyler Simmons hits a quick three. Inbounded. There's a foul on Troisi. His first 4-point game. Sorry, five. 5-point game. St. Mary's 5.7 seconds in a 5-point game. That's going to be Tyson Bimel at the line for two. First one's up. No good. Five seconds left for the Owls. 5.7. Second one's up. No good. Rebounded by Marcus Terwilliger. Marcus tries to get a shot off. It's stolen. St. Mary's gets a half-court shot off that was made. Tyson Bimel with a three-pointer to finish the game. Makes it 44-36. Final score, St. Mary's wins. That's going to be your final score off from the Owl's Nest tonight on Senior Night. St. Mary's Flying Dutch win 44-36. I'm going to get some stats together, and I'll be back for the postgame show. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket. WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W29HCM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
Your season ticket.
WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
Hard fought game here on senior night at the Owl's Nest. This is James Patrick for WESB Sports. Owls come up on a short end tonight, 44-36. The Owls led at half. At the halftime, 18-16. And then St. Mary's adjustments at half were just too much for the Owls to handle. A lot of turnovers in the third quarter, and then really good defense in the fourth quarter by St. Mary's as well. So St. Mary's pulls out to a 44-36 victory. St. Mary's was led by Lewis Nadzidski with 16 and Drew Schutz with 14 points. Your Owls were led by Marcus Terwilliger with 12 and Tyler Simmons with 12. Do want to mention Danny Marasco and Landon Lorman had 2 points apiece on senior night as we recognized the three seniors tonight on their last home game. Thank you for being with us. Hard-fought battle. Our next broadcast is next Tuesday evening. I always like to say 7:20 start time with the Lady Owls basketball. So once again, the final score here. St. Mary's Flying Judge 44, your Bradford Owls 36. This is James Patrick for WESB Sports.